I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're at the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank on the East Causeway Approach in Mandeville this afternoon, and it's great being here. I did the remote for the grand opening of the West Bank, and it's great to be here with Bonvenue Bank again. These are really great people, and again, I remind you that if you had been with the same bank for a long time, your bank might be taking advantage of you, and you don't even know it. And so just, if you have time, you know, just stop into Bonvenue Bank right here. It's in Mandeville. Just stop in and just talk to somebody about why you might move your money, move your accounts from your bank to Bonvenue Bank. You might be doing yourself a really big favor. Jim Hudson is the South Louisiana Market President. He joins us again on WWL. Jim, good to see you again.
Thanks, Coop. Glad to be here.
All right. How's business?
Good. Really good. We had a great turnout today, as you saw from the grand opening.
And yeah.
So we've done pretty well over here. We've been in the market for a couple of years, but we didn't have a permanent location. So we finally have this renovated. It came out fantastic. And we're very excited about being here.
How difficult is it for banks to succeed today? Is it a tough business?
I think it's a tough business. It's a tough operating environment. I think people are more aware of things in banking than they used to be. But it still goes back to building a relationship with people, having a history of trust, and just do what you say you're going to do. And that's what we do here. We're very committed to the community. It's been the culture of our company for 40 years, and certainly been my own personal creed that I've lived up to about if you're only as good as the community that you're in, and you need to invest back in the community, and when you do that, good things happen.
At one point, were you a teller?
No, I never was a teller. I'm a degree in accounting from the University of New Orleans and went to work for a small bank in Gretna. And I really never thinking it would be a permanent job for me, just wanted to get an idea of what banking was all about. And I guess I got lucky. I got one of the lucky ones that fit me, what my skill sets were. And I enjoyed the team concept of it all. And I enjoyed, you know, helping customers, you know, kind of find their dream.
So was there a time when you realized, okay, this is for me, this is the business I love?
Yeah, probably. I had an opportunity to go start a new bank, a de novo bank, which doesn't happen every day. It was during the 80s when things were really tough. And I learned a lot from doing that. And I kind of understood what my clients go through when they're trying to operate and open a new business. And I think it gave me great empathy for helping customers, you know, find their dream to do what they want to do. So I counsel people all the time about careers and where they're going, and if you can't have fun doing what you do every day, then you're probably doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, you know, I love that idea, and I love this job, and I've been doing this for over 50 years.
I've been listening to you for 50 years.
I appreciate that. But you know, I remember reading years ago, some Chinese philosopher said that, you know, a truly happy man is someone who can't tell the difference between work and play, and that certainly is it for me. But I find it interesting that that's for you, and you're a banker.
Yeah, you know, the board 4 years ago asked me, along with Jason Smith, our CEO, to open up South Louisiana for them. And I accepted the challenge. And, you know, again, banking's not easy. You said that, and I agree with you. But it gave me a chance to build a team. And I think probably the things that I enjoy about banking that I've done in my career is building teams. And so I think we have built a really dynamite team in South Louisiana. And they've all would tell you, man to man, woman to woman, that the first thing I talked about was having fun and finding joy. If you can't walk in the door in the morning and find joy in what you do and have a good time in doing it, then you're doing the wrong thing.
So what do you think? I asked this of Jason earlier. What do you think is the biggest problem with customers who come in and deal with tellers? What's the biggest challenge the tellers have with customers?
Well, Congress has created a bunch of laws that we have to live by now, and I'm not saying they're bad laws. It's not the way things used to be. I've been in banking, kind of like you've been in radio for 50 years. I've been in banking almost 50 years, so things have changed a lot. But it's going back to knowing your customer. And so if you know your customer, you take the time to know your customer, when you walk in the bank and we're calling out customers' first names, you kind of get away from some of the process-oriented things that we have to do just as a matter of our job. And I think you try to make it personal and make it fun for the customer.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that's challenging. And I'm sure that there are moments when, you know, the customer's always right, but you know that the customer's not always right.
Well, look, I think you just got to be honest with the customer, and don't if you can't. It is what it is, and we take responsibility for decisions that we make. I don't blame loan committee. I don't blame the manager. I don't blame anybody. We teach our people to take responsibility and be fair and open and direct with our clients. And you can do it. In a way that they don't get mad at you. Look, we'd rather say yes every day than say no. Saying no is hard, but there's an art to that. And I think if you build the trust and relationship with the client, they'll take a no, because sometimes you're doing it in their best interest.
Yeah.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I remember one time I felt like going to the bank because the bank's telling me I don't have any money in my account. I'm going, well, I've still got all these checks in my checkbook. You know, I don't get it. Why are you telling me I don't have any money?
You sound like my wife now.
I can imagine what a challenging business it is. And somebody called a little while ago, and I don't think they have called back. I invited them to call back because they asked me the question, and I don't know how to answer the question. But it was something about investing in, like, a small business. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give somebody if they had a chance to invest in a small business?
Well, I think they need to study. You know, the question would be their background in that particular business and how much research have they done. You know, who do they compete against? Do they have the capital to support that? Because, you know, quite often we find that people try to start a business and they're not well capitalized, don't have a great business plan. So I think you got to be very diligent and thoughtful as you work through it. And it's one of the things that we do and help people to tell them what we giving them our advice as to what step one, step two, step three is, and kind of help them walk through that process.
Is it ever advantageous for a customer to go to a bank like Bonvenu Bank and try and get a car loan over getting the car loan through the dealership?
Well, you know, if banks used to make car loans regularly, it's what we did. My early days in banking, I made a lot of car loans. But that tends to be more of a process-driven thing. And typically dealerships, through their larger companies, do a better job of doing car loans. And their rates tend to be better than banks, just to be very honest. You know, we do car loans, but it's not what we're best at.
I understand. Well, I appreciate that honest answer. Yeah. So what about a small business? Let's say somebody has an idea of opening up a small business. Yeah. They have an idea. They want to get started. What would be their first step if they came in?
I think we'd counsel them, try to understand what their knowledge and background is in that particular industry, or why their idea or their service is going to be better than the competition. Who is the competition? What are your personal finances? How long can you carry that business? And two, it can break even. And then, you know, there are several vehicles. One would be, you know, the Small Business Administration, and we do quite a bit of those kind of loans. And there are different vehicles within that. If it's a real estate involved, it might be we call a 504 program where the customer is only putting up 10%. SBA is doing the other 40%, and the bank finances 50%. And those are quite often. There's also a 7A program where if small business is looking for working capital, it may be a way to provide that. And typically you want the customer to have some equity into that project or into that business. But we're going to be looking at what their research shows and what they did from a performer and business model. And we will walk them through that, and there's different advice that we can, you know, give them.
Do you ever sometimes find yourself in a situation where, well, you know, we're going to kind of take a chance with this person?
Yeah, we have. And it probably historically used to be easier to do that when we weren't as regulators as we are today. And so I think we always want to say yes. I mean, yes is the easy answer, right?
Yeah.
But it's not always in the client's best interest, because maybe they're getting into something they really don't have the background to, and it's the end result is not going to be good for them personally, because they're usually putting their personal assets and their signature at risk in any type of business venture. So we want to make sure that they're putting their money in the right place and doing the right thing, and that there's some you know, high percentage of success that we can count on.
One question this person had who called earlier about investing in a business, he asked me, he said, how did Warren Buffett get to be that rich?
Good investments, you know, smart guy, and he just obviously had a knack for it, and I'm not sure what his starting point was. Sometimes people have a better starting point than other people do. Look, the more money you have, the easier it is to make money.
Of course. So what do you tell somebody who doesn't have money, but they want to maybe take a chance on something? Do you think about stocks? Do you think about investing in something else? What advice would you give them?
What advice I would give them to where they invest their money?
If somebody has a little bit of money, or, you know, just, okay, they've got a little bit of disposable income or a little bit of money that they want to invest, what would you suggest? If they have grandiose ideas of being really big and rich.
Well, I think it's the risk tolerance. We try to explore, I mean, are you willing, if you've got a few dollars personally, are you willing to risk that? And what degree of risk are you willing to accept? If you want to be conservative, then I think there's all types of insured deposit accounts that you can put your money in, that you can go to sleep at night and you don't have to worry about market risk and loss of principal. So I think it just depends where that person is financially. If you built up a pretty big financial statement over a period of time, maybe you have a higher tolerance for taking additional risk and playing in the equities or doing some other things. So I think it just depends on that person, their current financial situation, and what their risk tolerance is.
Because the bigger the risk, the greater possible the gain.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And we're a bank, obviously, and we want to make sure we protect our clients to the best we can. And sometimes you have to protect people from themselves.
Yeah, there are people historically who have given out loans to friends, acquaintances that they shouldn't have given out loans to, family members, and they failed. And that's something that's really regulated today, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. The underwriting part becomes really important. I'm pretty proud of our underwriting area. They work in conjunction with the business bankers very closely. But we also understand the science of underwriting credit. But to me, there's an art of lending money. And so you have to combine science with art, I think, to come out with the right outcome for your client.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's fascinating to me because, you know, I admit I don't know much about it. And I made a lot of mistakes in my life in terms of not saving. And I don't blame my parents, but I wasn't taught.
Right.
I had no knowledge of it, and I don't have an instinct for it. So, you know, I've been one of those who throughout life has you know, gotten by and done well, and I've saved a little now, but, you know, I didn't know anything in the beginning. I'm learning a little bit more now, but,
right.
You know, it's a tough business, and I respect anybody who has an instinct for being in banking and for being in investing. All right, Jim Hudson is the South Louisiana Market President for Bonvenue Bank. Thanks for being with us, Jim.
Appreciate it. Thank
all
you,
right, great seeing you
thank
again.
You.
All
same
right,
here,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, thanks for all the information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.